Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I want to talk today about starting with the end in mind and working backwards. Far too often we get ourselves involved in things, and we don't have a clear idea of what we want to see for an outcome. And the beauty of starting at the end is it really gets you focused on what it is that you need and what it is that you're looking for. And it can save you a tremendous amount of time. Think about projects that you've done before that require research. You're doing a lot of research on different things. You don't know where that research is going to lead you. You probably don't have a clear idea of what the end game is for the project. So you end up getting into areas that are irrelevant to where you actually end up and taking up a ton of time. If instead you just simply looked at what the end game was, what is it that you're trying to accomplish as a result of the project that you're taking on, you'd be far more directed in your research. And you wouldn't spend a lot of time going down different avenues that don't lead to your total outcome or what you're looking for. It keeps things streamlined. The same thing is true with a presentation. If you know you're going to deliver a presentation to a group of people, in the end, you should start by figuring out what is it that you want them to take away from that presentation. In other words, starting with the end in mind again. What is it that I want the audience to do as a result of listening to me? And then once you do that, the rest of the presentation should start to take shape much more quickly, because you know what your end game is and you know what you want to accomplish. And so you start with the end and then you fill in from backwards to forwards. So figure out what it is you want. If you're going to have a discussion with your boss, for instance, and there's certain things that you want, as you start to plan that discussion in your mind, ask yourself a question, and that question is, what do I want to accomplish as a result of this discussion? And then frame it the right way. I mean, even a couple weeks ago, I did a podcast on this. My daughter met a new boy, 18 years old. She's 16 years old. I sit down to have a discussion with him. What is it that I want to do? What do I want to accomplish as a result of the discussion? Right? I want him to respect her. I want him to respect me, and I want him to think twice before he does anything crazy, right? So what do I want to do? I think about what I want to accomplish, and then I form the discussion, and I put things in place. If you get into a negotiation, you're going to buy a car. What is it that you want to as an end game? So if I start at the end and say, I'm looking at this car, and the most I'm going to pay for this car is $40,000, and my best day is $36,000. Okay, so now I know that's the end game. That's what I'm willing to spend. That's what I want to spend. Now I start my negotiation, right? What did I do? I started at the end in terms of my thought process and what I'm willing to do, and now I stick to it. So this whole concept of getting clear about what it is you want is a result of an interaction, of a project, of a presentation. You start at the end, you figure out what it is that you want to accomplish, and then you back into it from there and you build it. It'll make you far more efficient in everything you do if you get very clear on that outcome right up front. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher where they can pull in the show. And if you yourself haven't subscribed, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, I would really appreciate that. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, anything you have to do, whether it's a project, a presentation, an argument, or even a discussion or negotiation, think about what you want to accomplish and then work backwards with your dialogue.